Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Adam White. He's a filmmaker and a director and a writer, and he's worked on a number of aviation projects over the years, and he's got some exciting new stuff in the works. So, Adam, thanks for talking to us today. And to start out, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing over the years, and then we'll get to what you're doing right now.
I worked professionally in the film industry for many years, doing anything from commercials to motion pictures, but when I was starting to decide what material I was going to do myself, about 10 years ago, I started work on a show on a television hour special called The Restorers, and I was making this in connection with the 100th anniversary of Powered Flight back in 2003. And as I created that movie, which was a one-hour movie of 8 separate stories of different types of Warbird restorers, in just dipping my toe in the water like that, it very quickly became clear that this should be a television series at some point. We didn't have the funding to do that way back then. That was on a shoestring budget to bring that to finish, and it played on a few PBS stations around the country, and people still buy it today because they like a lot of the airplanes that are in that film. But it was sort of a watershed effect from working on that. Then I started meeting some of the, I guess you would say, titans of Warbird restoration that are out there. One of the very first person that I ever spoke with on camera was Robert Odegaard, and he was great and introduced us to Jerry Beck. Both of those gentlemen have now since passed on, and then because of my involvement with them, that got me involved with the Red Tail project. And then when they had their tragedy with Don Hines in crashing their Red Tail, then it became, in speaking with them, it sort of became clear we wanted to do something about that story. And then I got PBS interested in it, and then we ended up making a documentary film in 2007 called Red Tail Reborn, which was about the rebuild of that P-51 Mustang, as well as telling the story of the Tuskegee Airmen. And that got us going down a path of doing quite a lot of work with the Red Tail Project, including doing the Rise Above traveling exhibit, which has been going around the country and getting a lot of press last year. And then in the middle of doing that, then we decided now was the time that we're going to finally bring the Restorers to television as a series. And the very first thing that we shot for it was a one-hour pilot episode titled They Were All Volunteers, and that centers around a B-25 named Miss Mitchell from the Minnesota CAF traveling to the Doolittle Raider reunion in 2010 in Dayton, Ohio. And we finished that episode and we're shopping it now. And using that episode, we're soliciting folks for investment to buy shares into our series so we can keep going. We can continue forward and finally bring it to broadcast.
Okay, so your goal is to have this broadcast series on PBS stations. Is that the idea?
It's not specifically PBS. It's kind of the way the world works out there is you can either pitch a TV station an idea, and then they can have a little more freedom to mess with it, or you can make something and then sell it to them, and that's kind of how we're approaching this. We've pitched aviation ideas to folks before, and a lot of the people out there want to mess with it and send it down the reality television road, which is definitively not what we're interested in. We are interested in doing a more cinematic approach to a heartfelt story. If we can keep more control over it, we think we can tell a better, more intelligent story about aviation, and I think the people that are fans of aviation will appreciate what we're doing.
So why don't you just tell us quickly, we're running out of time, about your current project with the Restorers and how you're trying to raise funds for that.
Certainly. The Restorers is going to be a television series. Each episode will be themed. One episode could be about reenactors, one about air racing, one about fly-ins, with several stories within that 1 hour. Right now we have our first season that we're trying to raise funds for. If anyone is interested in finding out more information about it, they can go to investment.therestorers.com and find out how they could help us bring it to the screen. We're selling shares of that first season, and we've done about as much as we could with our own resources. We've done one pilot episode plus an additional story about Bomber Fantasy Camp, which we were very excited to film, and we need help to carry it the rest of the way, and hopefully we're going to be able to start shooting this coming spring, this coming flying season, and if folks can go to the website, or they can email me at adam@hemlockfilms.com, and we can give them much more information on how they can help us bring this home.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and good luck with your project, and keep us posted.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.